Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Welcome, everybody, to Inside the Coach's Headset. I am your host, Amos Rogan. Thank you all very much for joining us. We're sponsored by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079 for all your insurance needs. And thanks for listening to UCSportsNation.com, where you can get all your Upper Cumberland High School athletic information and reporting. There's nobody like us, so make sure that you tell everybody about us and share the podcast and share UCSportsNation.com with everybody in the Upper Cumberland. Today we are excited to have one of the most successful coaches that I think we have in the Upper Cumberland, but also in the state of Tennessee. He is the 8-time state championship basketball coach with over 900 victories. He's a member of the TSSAA Hall of Fame, which was inducted in 2009. 19 state tournament appearances and many, many times coach of the year at the district level, state level, and even in the Southeast. Please welcome to the show here the head coach of the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, head coach Lamar Rogers. Coach, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
I think if I read off everything that you've been able to achieve, we wouldn't be able to talk about anything else within the time frame that we have. But tell us a little bit. I know you started coaching around 1976, if I'm right about that. Tell us how you kind of got into coaching and some of the influences that kind of pushed you into this area.
Well, graduated from Clark Range High School and went to Tennessee Tech and got my bachelor degree in ag science, but then I decided I want to teach and coach, and I transferred over to health PE and got my master's in that, and coaching a little alumni team down there, met my wife there, and we got married. She's from Livingston, and I started coaching in 77, and at Clark Range High School. I've been here ever since here, and it's it's been great coming back home. And one of the few coaches left, probably. This is my 44th year, and it just kind of went by. I told my wife when I started, I'd probably do this about 5 years, then we'd do something else, and that's kind of didn't come out that way, to say the least. But coached one of the 6-on-6 girls basketball for 2 or 3 years, so there's not many of us left that's done that. But it's been very exciting. We've had a lot of administrative support, great parent support, and fantastic players. Actually, I lost my first game I ever coached, and that was against Cumberland County. And actually felt so bad, I was ready to hang it up the next morning, when you do a loss. But been able to put things in perspective and enjoyed it tremendously. Clark Range has actually been in the state tournament 24 times, and we went this past season, and we've been very successful. Clark Range has, and with a lot of other programs in Upper Cumberland.
And talking a little bit about that, Coach Rogers, the community support. I know that the Clark Range community, they love their basketball. Talk a little bit about how the community has been able just to keep you here for longer than 5 years, and what made 5 years turn into 40 years.
I've had opportunities to go other places in college basketball. My grandparents raised me, and they were alive until 98, and I kind of had to take care of them there in the last few years. But Kylie, just one thing led to another. I had two kids, and they got a daughter played at Tennessee Tech, and then it got if you didn't enjoy something, you wouldn't do it. And most it's, you know, like anything, it's not been a smooth ride all the time, but it's been very nice. You know, Clark Ranch, we've had, it started before I got here, we've had 46 consecutive years with a winning record. So, you know, if you're losing, you'd want to do something else. But I coached boys and girls team in 1994, and, you know, one year, which that kept me from eating popcorn during the boys' game. But, yeah, so that was an experience. But, and just the relationships. I remember when I first started coaching Joe Halfacre down at Jackson County, had won some state championships, and kind of watched him real close. I went to Neil Holloway, he's passed away. He was the boys coach at Cumberland County, and I went and talked to him about some stuff and just tried to pick everybody's brain I could to try to, you know, figure out the game a little bit, which has evolved a lot in the past years. The boys' game and girls' game used to be different, you know, the way they called it, let the boys play, and the girls, they, you know, had they call a lot more fouls, but they let both of them play pretty good now. But just the enjoyment. I've got a granddaughter in the seventh grade playing basketball, and she says I can't retire until she graduates, so I don't know how that's going to come out.
Well, you know, you allude a little bit to how the game has changed, you know, especially in the girls' game. You know, thinking back to a lot of the perimeter shooters that have kind of came out of this area, probably no one bigger than Kelly Jolly, who's now Kelly Jolly Harper, who's now the head coach of the Tennessee Lady Vols. There seems to be a little bit more post presence now in some of the games and some of the teams that I'm seeing playing. Certainly, you still got shooters that are hitting it from way back behind the 3-point line. But how has the game changed in your time, and how have you been able to really adapt and be able to understand the players that you have to work with and to accommodate that?
Well, you know, if you have a post player that can score inside, it helps make the game simpler. We had Kara Meadows up here. She graduated and signed with MTSU until she had an injury. But she was, you know, automatic 2 points. If you got that, when you need 2 points, it simplifies a little bit. But it's with a 3-point line coming into effect, you know, you have to – players have – ended up, you know, doing the dribble drive thing now, and you know, shooting more threes. We attempted probably 2 years ago 910 threes, and that was, you know, last year maybe 700 or something, but that was unbelievable what we used to do. But the 3-point line has made the game more exciting. It can change in a heartbeat. Teams are pressing more. We've always been, you know, try to run and gun like a lot of teams and use different defenses, try to be flexible. But it's been emphasized more. You know, other communities have seen communities such as Clark Range be successful, and all over the state, they're wanting some of that, want their daughters and sons to be successful, and it's emphasized at the AAU level and there's third grade now. One's a bigger change is where the AAU's taking over, and you have to kind of play a little bit in the summer nowadays growing up.
And I think basketball, especially with that AAU travel ball, whatever you want to call it, has really been predominant in a lot of areas. Probably the more metropolitan areas, more so than anything. But it seems like to me, Middle Tennessee, and I'm an East Tennessee guy. I'm from up and around the Tri-Cities area. But growing up, girls basketball was popular up there, but nothing like Middle Tennessee. And with your program, with Jackson County, White County, Shelbyville, the Murfreesboro area schools, it seems like just girls basketball in the Middle Tennessee area is so rich in tradition, number one. But number two, just it is consistently competitive no matter what year you look at. Middle Tennessee schools always seem to have very, very high-level quality competitive girls basketball teams. Why?
Well,
go ahead.
Absolutely. In the Upper Cumberland, you know, in single and double A especially, if you come out of the Upper Cumberland and go on to the state tournament at Murfreesboro, you have a shot at being successful because it's so competitive up here and it's so many good teams and good coaches that it just prepares you for the tournaments. And you've got a good shot at it. You know, West Tennessee and basketball, girls basketball, is really tough also. But if you can survive the Upper Cumberland and go on tournament-wise, you have a good chance of being successful in the state tournament.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, you've had a little bit of something to do with that. I know that the head coach at Cumberland County right now, Rodica Miller, she, in talking with her on our previous podcast, really cites you as someone that she really learned from and really gained a lot of knowledge from in terms of being able to get into her coaching philosophy and her styles. What, you know, a lot of coaches say that, you know, the coaching community in this area is pretty tight, obviously very competitive, but you guys talk a lot in terms of being able to help out each other when you're talking or when you're playing teams from outside the area that another counterpart has maybe already played. Some of the players that you've been able to have that have gone on to coaching, how good does that make you feel in looking at being able to see some of those former players really flourish within the game?
Well, like I said, I've had some outstanding players, and it just we've got, like I said, Rodica at Cumberland County has done a fantastic job over there, and then Miranda Cravens is at Station Camp now, that played for me and was my point guard on a state championship team, and then Rodica played on a state championship team. And then Kelly Reed has just landed a job at Springfield High School, and she was on the state championship team, and she'll do great down there. She was one of those players that if you're worried about something, you know, she's on a 2009 undefeated team. And I'd say, Kelly, what about this right here? And she said, that's all right, Coach, we got it. Monica Ashford, that played for me, you know, was coach at Grown State for years. She just recently retired because she's got a young daughter she's wanting to keep up with a little bit. So, you know, real proud of them. And the teams that they're coaching are blessed to have these young ladies coaching them because they did things right in high school. And, you know, we try to have, we say our basketball teams are family away from, you know, our second family, away from the real family. And, you know, we try to keep it, you know, we tell here it's your priorities are your faith in the Lord and then your family and then education and then basketball. And then sometimes boyfriends jump over the basketball sometimes, but we really, those young ladies are going to do great to be successful, and the teams that they're coaching are real fortunate.
Being in the position that you have been in for so long, how much does your and don't ask you to name any names or anything like that, but how much does your phone ring from other area coaches and just trying to get a little bit of a tidbit of information, coaching philosophy? Hey, has this ever happened to you before? Things like that.
Well, here again, you know, I'm still – we mentioned Kelly, Jolly Harper, and I got to – they've got some outstanding coaching class, so I got to listen to her. She's doing great at UT because she's got a – awareness about her and a calmness about her that's going to work wonders for that program. And we, you know, we try to pick up things at coaching clinics. Anything that works against us, you know, we try to look at that and see if we want to put that in. There's so much out there that you could do offensively and defensively. You kind of have to pick and choose and see what's best for your team and everything. But you know, being influenced by a lot of people, and we're flexible. We changed for personnel. You know, we change things here and there. But it's really enjoying it. And we've got a really good group this year and works hard and enjoys playing.
Well, I think that there's no doubt in my mind that that's you can't do something for 40 years and not enjoy what you're doing. But I want to ask you a little bit about the expectations of your players. Obviously, you know, having such a long winning streak and winning season record, having all the accolades that this program has been able to achieve for so long, when a young lady wants to play for Clark Range, wants to be a Lady Buffalo, what are the expectations of them walking into that locker room, and what do you expect of them, not only during the season but also in the off season?
Well, you know, we've got a player handbook that we give each player, and it's kind of, we've got our tradition at the school, and then the upper, luckily, players, seniors or juniors are really supposed to be an example for the younger girls coming in. And, it's not easy. We demand a lot of them. And, I tell them, which is true, they're going to be known. Everybody's going to know them if they want to. They've got to represent the school community. If they're 50 miles or 75 miles away from Clark Range and something happens, they're going to know about it. It might take me a week, but they're going to be so well known that they're going to say, hey, you play at Clark Range, and, it'll be Upper Cumberland News or something. So they have to. And most of them do. We've had some that mess up a little bit. We try to correct it, but they know the expectations that we're kind of a high profile program, and they're going to be noticed out in the community, and if they go shopping in Nashville,
You're listening to Inside the Coach's Headset, where our guest today is the head coach of the Clark Range Lady Buffalo girls basketball team and member of the TSSAA Hall of Fame, head coach Lamar Rogers. We're brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. And you're listening to the Inside Coach's Headset podcast on ucsportsnation.com. Coach Rogers, I don't want to continue to remind you how long you've been coaching, but with the advent of so much technology, so much not just technology in terms of tools for you to prepare for an upcoming season, an upcoming game, but just the distractions of technology with kids today and some of the mentality changes, how much harder has it been for you to really achieve what you want to do that was probably easier for you to do 25 years ago versus today?
Well, the phone, I don't know what the girls did without the phone. We've seen that explode. And we try to work hard, and then we try to have fun also. And on the bus, the girls sit on one side, the boys on the other. And I remember one year I was concerned because they was on their phone instead of visiting each other. And I took the phones up, put them in a basket when they got on the bus. Well, of course, that didn't work. And so sometimes I kid that they could be sitting next to each other and they could be texting each other. But we use that technology. It's actually helped. They've got Huddle now that we film games. I think it costs $1,200, and the games are downloaded the next day on their phone or the iPad. And it helps with, scouting other teams, but you can also review the game film real quick. Some of the outstanding technology now. We used to have to, a lot of coaches, I've seen them give a DVD or a game film to other coaches about Clark Range basketball, but now you can get on there and just swap. We played Blackman up here, and we was fortunate enough to beat them, and we've had probably 10 AAA schools that wanted the film of Blackman. And, you know, we send it because we might need a film from them sometime with somebody. So technology has helped some in recruiting. I mean, not recruiting, but, the you know, scouting teams. And then, you know, it's helped the players. But, you know, dealing when you have to handle the phone situation where they don't, you know, overuse that too much when we're doing basketball things.
And, you know, I feel like that technology obviously is good and bad, and I think you've explained that pretty well as far as being able to prepare, but it also can be a distraction. You know, I want to find out from you, you know, just obviously you've had, you know, a lot of girls go on to play college basketball. You've had a lot of girls that didn't go on and play college basketball. Both players are role players within your program as far as that goes. How can you maintain the motivation of someone who, you know, hey, they want to play Clark Range basketball, but they want to go on and be a school teacher, or go on and be someone in corporate America, or something like that, instead of just as, and when I talked to Rodica, you know, I asked her, I said, what did you want to do when you got out of high school? She says, I want to be a basketball player. And she said, she even said when somebody asked her what she was majoring in, she'd say basketball. You have those type of players. How do you manage that and understand how, you know, some of those other players who are quality players, but you know that they don't have the drive to really push themselves to play at the next level. How do you manage that within your team in order to make sure that you're getting everything that you can out of them?
Well, absolutely. We've had 50 players at Clark Range Sun College Scholarships, which is a lot for comparison statewide, really, for schools. I know Shelly was here a lot more when Rick was there, but that leaves a whole lot. It did not play college basketball. We're still successful. I've got one lady I'm right now, she's the president of a bank in Cumberland County. And, you know, she was a role player and did good, but it's kind of about the memories. You know, I tell the girls that are even going to play in college, I said, somebody's been in good situations and somebody's might not be in the best situation you're in, being for playing time or whatever, but it's about the high school memories are going to be better in some ways than the college, even people that play. So it's about making memories in high school and enjoying the journey, Kylie. You know, I tell the girls, enjoy the journey from summer camp to when we first start practicing to weightlifting and just having that family away from your real family. And, you know, the memories you make in high school, you know, will follow them a whole lot. We had an alumni game, basketball games for the men and women that graduated Clark Range High School about 3 weeks ago, and we had probably about 50 people come back and play, and they just enjoyed it and was tickled to come back and, participate in that. So I think the biggest thing is just, having memories and enjoying the journey as we go through the season.
And speaking of those memories and those journeys, one of the things I love asking about all the coaches that I talk to, and especially someone of your stature, within the coaching ranks and your longevity, is if you could just blindly pick a former player that you've had in the past and ask them, what do they remember the most about playing for Lamar Rogers at Clark Range High School? What would you hope they would respond with?
Oh my goodness, we'd have different answers, I'm sure, but. Hopefully, you know, a lot of them remember different things here. You know, we do, when we win a state championship, we do a kind of dog pile on the floor. A lot of them would mention that. But a lot of them would mention, when we go to camps where they all sleep in the classroom or something together. You know, just that, the camaraderie. We have laps for certain things. We have funny things that happen. Right now we shoot every Monday we have all the players shoot a centerline shot, and whoever hits it, we write it on a belt like you're lifting weights, and they get to keep that for a week until next Monday. So there's a lot of things, different things they might say. I hope they enjoy it. It's not all, happy times, but I hope they enjoyed it. It's the main thing.
Well, Coach, I know one thing. I certainly enjoyed this conversation with you. I hope that there's much, much more success on further down the road for you and your program and the ladies that are playing within your program. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and just best of luck to you. And I hope that I can get up there and watch a game this year just to kind of take in the atmosphere of the high school itself and just enjoy a good evening. So thank you very much for everything that you've done for Upper Cumberland basketball, but for the young ladies that have been within your program.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. And try to come up with a great atmosphere, and we enjoy having you.
Well, thanks very much, Coach. You've been listening to Inside the Coach's Headset right here on UCSportsNation.com with our very special guest, the head coach of the Clark Range Lady Buffalo girls basketball team and member of the TSSAA Hall of Fame, Coach Lamar Rogers, right here on UCSportsNation.com. We've been brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079 or go visit him at 425 East Broad Street, right here in Cookeville. Thanks again for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please share it, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks, Sammy.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.